So if is that Lord Ram minimize the distress of everyone when he was exiled. So is minimizing distress like pushing the problem under the carpet? Sometimes issues have to be addressed. No. When I talk about minimizing distress, let me give a medical metaphor to illustrate this. Say if a patient is in pain, and the doctor becomes horrified. Says you've got cancer, you want to die in 1 month. Now, if it's serious, the doctor has to tell that. The doctor also has to tell it in a way that doesn't crush the spirit of the patient. And if the patient, if the disease is curable, but it is serious. The doctor has to communicate the gravity of the disease. At the same time, the doctor also has to encourage the patient. So pushing the problem under the carpet means just denying that there is a disease. But being a distressed maximizer means that, increasing the panic of the patient. So the patient, we have to communicate to the patient that the problem is serious, but you have to communicate in such a way that the patient doesn't feel hopeless. The patient feels hopeful. So when we talk about in practical real life minimizing the distress, that means that, say, somebody comes and complains, oh, this person did like that to me. Now, yes, we have to be understanding. Yes, I understand that you're feeling distressed. At the same time, now, if I say, they're like that only, So all people are just rotten. If you say like that, then what will happen is, how are we going toward the solution? We understand their pain. It's not that we deny their pain. But at the same time, see, when Ram was telling Kaushalya that, Ram did not tell Kaushalya, you should not feel pain. He was simply, what he was trying to do is, don't feel angry towards Dashrath. He was not telling Lakshman that he should not feel pain. He said, don't feel angry toward Lakshman, with Dashrath. Dashrath is not doing it because of infatuation. He's also obliged. He's doing it reluctantly. So minimizing others' distress means that we respond in a way that helps to solve the problem or helps to at least not aggravate the problem. So try to, if we can understand someone else's perspective, help them to see from their perspective so that the feeling that there is a victim-victimizer relationship, this person is so bad and I am a victim, that feeling can be minimized. So it's not that we deny the problem. It's not that we push the problem down the carpet. And there's once a senior leader in our movement who fell away. And Satguru Maharaj writes in his Life with the Perfect Master book that he was a very prominent leader at that time. And many in the devotee community were disturbed by that. Satguru Maharaj said, I was also disturbed. And then I was thinking, how could he have done that? He used to give such classes and he could do this. And how could he do that? And when he went to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada heard it, was very grave. He says, the illusory energy is so powerful. So Prabhupada took the focus away from the person to the principle. So rather than saying, how could he have done like this? Prabhupada said, no, the illusory energy is very powerful. We all have to be cautious. So that way, he did. So he said that instead of seeing that as just a person-to-person issue, I saw that, no. And the same Maya which made him, that Maya is there, and we have to protect ourselves from Maya. We have to take shelter of the process of bhakti, whatever it is, whatever aspect is required at that point. But that way, basically, when we say minimize the distress, means that we don't function at the same level of consciousness that the level that they are, and aggravate. We actually help them to see from a higher perspective. So somebody is rajoguna, tamoguna. If we also descend into rajoguna and tamoguna, then we make problems worse. If we're sattvaguna, we understand them, but we also help them understand what is happening. That's how we can maturely deal with the problem. Does that address your question? Thank you. Yeah, right.